He talking about porch being a gallery. You ever hear a gallery? Mm-hmm. Porch being a gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to wash up on a back porch that way, and he'd get the bucket of water in there and set it up there, and he'd wash up there. Mm-hmm. Didn't have no running water and stuff like that on the farm. We had an old-timey, I guess it's called an antique at it now, and a wash stand, he called it. I feel a lot of that kind of stuff yet, once in a while. That fellow right across the street got all his house is full of antique furniture.
Is that right?
Yeah. His name is Bill Knetson. And he's got a house full. He deals in that stuff. He's got a little place over there where he takes you in there and finishes up, fix it up, you know. Deals in that kind of stuff.
Well, where was your mother from?
I don't know where they come in here and homesteaded out here on the river first. Her name was Adam. And just across the Golden Fork out here and up the river about half a mile. I don't know where they come in here from, but my daddy married her, met her somewhere and here in the Queen around after he come over here and bought out my grandfather now. Well, I think they were married after that. He was really about 32, 3, 4, 5 years old when he got married. And he died in 43 at 84 years old. Uncle Walter married a sister to my mother, called Aunt Sophie. There was three of those girls, and Laura, and Sophie, and Belle. And Belle married a couch over here, and they had a boy. They called him Eugene Adams. And he was a foreign mission field for the Seventh-day Adventist school situation in South America. He flew around all over the country in airplanes, you know, and set up these schools and things like that. Mm-hmm. And he come back here and visited his sister down there. Oh, I live right across the street from down there, and that's been 16, 18 years ago. And he asked me to take him out to the Seventh-day Adventist Church one day out here in the country. And I took him out there, and he was getting where he couldn't read too good, but he just knew the scripture so well that when he went in the little room they called back there for the deacons, you might say now. But I forget they called them elders or something like that.
Can I help you with anything?
No, Mr. Light.
Been to the grocery store.
You know, you sure can't spend a lot now and
yeah,
not get too much.
You're whooping. she has a time of picking out what to fix. That's the biggest problem she got. This grandson here is a funny, peculiar eater. He don't eat tomatoes. Just lots of things he won't eat.
Oh. And nothing.
That boy of mine wasn't raised that way.
Nothing like good fresh tomatoes. Homegrown.
He more like a girl than he's a boy. He's like me. He plays the piano for the church down here, stuff like that, you know. He come off out of school with some pretty nice little rewards and things. He's a word in speech, most polite, Lion Club scholarship, two or three other things I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Was your mother a housewife? Or?
Yeah. Her and her sisters was raised up Seventh-day Adventist, and they was raised in that and educated in that to where they were supposed to be missionaries too, you know. But the brother's the only one that really stayed in there and kept it up. My grandfather Adams was a preacher. And then Lee Adams, his son, was a missionary in the fields of education, but he preached too. And then that son of mine, he come along and he got in that kind of going over here to Wichita College, got into it over there, you know, and they talked to me and some of those professors over there talked to me and going out to Golden Gate Seminary and finish up that day, you know, after he got going. But the preacher we had here in the church, he's one of the people who started him on.